Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. When does it make sense to start talking to your children about money? I suggest very early. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. You know what? The age of 3 works for me because that's just about when children start saying, I want. Well, when those words are spoken, I think you should have the first conversation with your child about needs and wants. Make it simple, respond appropriately, and don't expect anything more than a repetition of, I want, but at least you've put in place a tiny bit of groundwork. Each time the I want chant starts, ask if this is a need or a want, and explain the difference appropriately and personally to your child. Over time, you will find that the child will begin saying what it is that they want, but you'll find they will start asking whether what they're asking for is a need or is it a want. Take the moment and explain the difference and congratulate them on wanting to know the difference and how important it is. My whole mindset is finding a way to talk to your children about money. They might not be mature enough to understand basic financial concepts, but they will understand that money is something they can talk about. And with that knowledge, as they get older, it will be much easier to teach them about handling money wisely. It'll become habit forming. These early conversations will make a difference when it comes to offering your child an allowance, which is a child's first sense of financial independence. Be sure to explain to them what an allowance is, why they're getting it, whether it is tied to doing household chores or not, and how they will choose to use the money. This is where I'd start talking to them about something called savings and the benefit of learning this life lesson early. Tell them it's your money, so take it personally, a mantra they can use forever. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.